Welcome back to the Charlotte Angel Connection, the Charlotte area podcast linking entrepreneurs, investors, and the broader Charlotte community. As you know, our goal is to interview the individuals who are building, shaping, and influencing entrepreneurship in the Charlotte region so you can be invested in Charlotte's growth. In today's interview, we've landed on two very impressive recent college graduates who are working in startups as part of the Venture for America program. Nikki Chimberg just wrapped up her two-year stint with Versamy, and Natalie Vick is just starting her second year with DealCloud. I've wanted to sit down and have an interview with a couple of the VFA candidates now for at least the last couple months. And fortunately, Nikki and Natalie were gracious enough to spend some time with me before Charlotte Angel Fund meeting a couple weeks ago. It turns out our normal 25-minute episode wasn't nearly long enough, so we ended up recording for about 50 minutes. I've broken that 50-minute recording up into two different podcasts, so we'll have our first series here on the Charlotte Angel Connection. Part one will be this week, part two will be next week. If you're not familiar with Venture for America, be prepared to become educated on this really fast-growing initiative across the country. It's a really, really neat thing. Fantastic for the city of Charlotte to have some VFA fellows here with us. Today's call, you'll learn about who the college graduates are, what they do. We'll explore aspects of what VFA is, what's it take to become a VFA fellow. What were some of their expectations coming in and working for a startup versus what's been the reality a year or two later? We'll talk about the network of Venture for America fellows across the U.S. and how they interact and what they do. Again, I think it's a really neat session. We'll break it off there, and then next week we'll pick back up. We'll talk about what the fellows' plans are for once they're done, because it's a two-year internship program, as you'll learn. We'll learn how VFA supports fellows in their own ideas, what's the benefit for the companies that hire and pay these interns, and a host of other questions. So again, really excited. Without any further introduction, hope you enjoyed today's show and look forward to having you back next week. So welcome today to Charlotte Angel Connection. Nikki and Natalie, thanks so much for joining us today. Certainly look forward to this conversation. We've been talking about it for a few weeks. Before we get started and learn a little bit more about what VFA is and what you're doing there, why you're there, and all kinds of other neat things, do you mind taking 30, 60 seconds to do a quick introduction? Nikki, we'll start with you.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Nikki Chimberg. I'm from Newton, Massachusetts, and I went to Cornell University, studied economics with a focus on behavioral economics. I work at Versamy, and I'm actually on my way out to start my own company soon, and I'll be doing some freelance marketing around Charlotte.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Natalie.
And I'm Natalie. I'm from Indiana, northern Indiana, actually, near Chicago area. And then I went to NYU for school, and I studied economics as well as business and Spanish minors, but didn't really use too much of that in the new role at DealCloud, and there I am a data strategy analyst.
Awesome. So we've got three economists in the room. Anybody got a joke about economists? No?
There's a light bulb joke, yeah. I don't remember.
Fair enough. So if you could just take a second, I doubt many people in the audience know what Venture for America is. So Nikki, I'll toss this one to you first since you've been in the program a little bit longer. Do you mind talking about, you know, explain what it is?
Yeah, so Venture for America is a program that places recent college grads at startups in transitioning cities to help grow the entrepreneurial scene. So we're in cities ranging from Detroit and Philly to New Orleans, Charlotte, Miami, Nashville. I think there's 18 cities now, which is pretty cool. And fellows work at startups. It's a two-year program, and actually about 25% of fellows go on to start their own company at the end of the program. About 50% stay within the startup communities, or especially within their same cities, and then another group goes on to grad programs afterwards. So it's a great program. It really helps introduce people to entrepreneurship, and it brings passionate people to new cities that they wouldn't traditionally go to after college.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I think that's right.
And, you know, the whole mission behind BFA is really to bring, you know, to bring talent to cities that wouldn't necessarily attract young people otherwise. You know, so a lot of people, they have the big ideas of, you know, being a consultant in New York, or, you know, moving straight to San Fran to create a startup there. You know, just a lot of, it's six or seven paths in six or seven cities, you know, and what the program is trying to achieve is really just expanding that for economic development, really, of America, you know, hence the name.
Yeah, off the, makes sense.
Yeah.
So you both went to great schools. How did you find out for Venture for, how did you find out about Venture for America?
I had done an investment banking internship, and I realized it wasn't for me.
Okay.
So I thought I would go ahead and do an advertising internship, and I realized that also wasn't for me, because I realized the corporate environment didn't suit what I was looking for in a business environment. So I stumbled across Venture for America at a career fair, and I was really intrigued. I'm part of the fourth class of fellows, so it's still pretty early in Venture for America's history. So I went to a sketchy info session on a porch at a house near my house in College Town in Ithaca, New York.
Okay.
And there was a guy there named Avery, who's actually one of the leads at Bonza, which is a very successful company founded by fellows in Detroit. And he hadn't started his fellowship yet. He was about to start that summer, and my junior year told me about it, and I followed the program since then and applied about in the middle of my senior year.
Awesome. Natalie?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I didn't realize really how many of us came from iBanking internships, consulting internships. And I'd say that's a good amount of the fellows. I'm same route, so I did consulting for two summers. It just didn't click. You know, there are parts of it that are great, you know, and then there's just a vast majority that aren't. But that's not to say that it isn't for others, but, you know, that I think the program does a really good job at attracting, you know, creatives, and who just can't find that outlet elsewhere. And I'd say that's definitely how I stumbled upon Venture for America. I was just looking in spaces. I did an internship at a startup as well, which I really adored. So I knew when I found VFA at a recruitment event at my school that I wanted to stop applying for everything else.
Awesome.
I knew this was it.
I literally only applied to Venture for America. All of my eggs were in that basket.
Yeah.
Diversification, not in this case, right?
Nope.
Have you known from a young age that venture or startup entrepreneurship was in the blood, or did it kind of come about through school?
I think it was always a part of my life.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that I could actually do anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been keeping an idea book, and I've had business ideas for at least 8 or 9 years now. But I didn't ever think of myself as starting a business, really, until I found Venture for America.
How deep is your idea book?
It's about 175 ideas right now.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd say I'm probably the opposite. I didn't even know what entrepreneurship was until I got to college. I mean, I'm from a part of Indiana where you go to school, you do the same thing that your parents did, which your grandparents did, and the idea of starting a company is just wild.
Yeah.
You know, and even when I got to NYU, it was very much you just play the game until you get that high-paying, like, high-status job, You know, there wasn't much. But I guess I always knew that I had, like, a free-thinking mentality. I was always starting things on campus, all that stuff. I just didn't know that there was a path like this for me.
So you're both smart.
Thank you.
Yes, it comes through pretty quick. But, I mean, so, and I think I've got it, but why this instead of graduate school?
To me, well, you know.
Was there even a lure to graduate school, or what you found out about BFA, was it kind of, I'm all in on BFA?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely weigh all of your options. Well, not everybody. I'm one of those people, I look at everything. I thought about pretty much any option, I mean, some that could interest me. But I knew this was it because I knew it just suited my interests best. Why go to graduate school and, you know, then jump into entrepreneurship eventually when I can just go straight into entrepreneurship? You know, to me, this seems like the best way to learn.
Okay.
You know, you can only learn so much in graduate school, and then the other 50% is just about making connections, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know, whereas in entrepreneurship, you really just get right into it.
So it's, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I did consider studying behavioral economics further, especially at Cornell. Because there's a great behavioral economics community there. However, something I realized during my previous internships was that I don't handle hierarchies well or having to play a game to sort of move up or follow a set path. So that's what really attracted me about Venture for America, that you could be playing a huge role in a company from day one.
So on that note, what's the... So you both wanted to jump in and get your feet wet. I mean, that's kind of essentially what it was. What's the coolest thing you've learned so far about being part of a startup?
So much.
Okay, so this is what I learned. I do know this one. Every time, like you said, we're both pretty smart.
Yes.
In school, anytime I had to do something, if I tried my hardest, I could do it. It was, like, within reach. However, at a startup, it's totally uncharted territory. There's no answer sheet. So you can try your hardest at things, and they still don't work. And that has been an invaluable life lesson for me.
Yeah. I think I just learned a lot about collaborative environments. You know, you may not get that going into a job with, you know, thousands, tens of thousands of people, you know, established when you just have a job you go in. But here, pretty much every decision is collaborative. You know, think back to your group projects from college, and just that's every day from 9 to 5, suddenly. You have people that are relying on you, and vice versa, you're relying on them for pretty much any decisions. It's been really fun. I've learned a lot.
So if you don't like group work at college, this isn't the route for you then, right?
Yeah. Not the route for you. Yeah.
I'm going to be the weird solo
entrepreneur. Yeah, have fun with that startup.
Yeah. So now that, I mean, it's probably a good point or a good time just to stop. And the two startups you ended up with, we'll start with you again, Nikki.
So I work at Versme. We make
Real quick. I brought cold beverages as my thank you for interviewing. So we're refilling as we speak.
Right, and the cold beverage in particular is Triple C Brewing Company beer.
Thank you. Yes. So I work at Versme, and we make wearable technology for early education. We're essentially trying to take all of the research that's out there in the world about parents and raising kids and the best way to raise a smart child and bring that to the masses.
So I'm with DealCloud.
Okay.
We're a SaaS platform, a really, really cool technology, similar to CRM technology, but catered specifically to financial services. So our clients are all private equity investment banks, usually middle market, but we're really expanding that. And it's been a really, really cool journey so far.
How many employees both places? Natalie, how many employees do you have over at DealCloud?
We've expanded quite a bit. We've got a really, really nice chunk of investing back in December 2015.
Yes.
So now we have about 20 people in Hoboken, New Jersey, 20 people here in Charlotte.
Okay.
We've got our own team overseas of about a dozen people. What does that make? A little over 50.
Okay. Yeah, so Rob Cummings was interview number 4 for the Charlotte Angel Connection. So we did it right after, not soon after they finished their $5 million raise.
I'm sure his description of the company is much better than mine.
And John Maversamy was interview number 2.
Wow.
So anyway,
early in there.
Yeah, exactly.
You know our compounders.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I think we have 7 people in Charlotte,
mm-hmm.
and we have, or Huntersville, we're based mm-hmm. by the lake, and we have, I think, 10 people, 9 people in Menlo Park in California.
Okay.
So most of our engineers are out in California, and a lot of the business operations and marketing, sales, web are here in Charlotte.
Okay. How important is finding the right company? I mean, is DealCloud, I mean, is that up your alley? Is Bursamy, is that, was that a natural fit? Did you, I guess maybe even take a step back. What's the process like to become a BFA fellow? Do you get to pick your company or no? Or do they pick you? Is it kind of a mutual picking process?
The way that we think of it is more of a math process, but a placement process.
Okay.
There are some core similarities to other fellowships, but then beyond that, we're not too much of a fellowship at all. BFA is almost like a talent placement agency, I like to think sometimes, because, you know, you are, at the end of the day, you're hired by these companies, not necessarily BFA. And once we get into BFA,
through the application process, it's about 10 or 11% of people make it all the way through the admissions process into BFA.
So okay.
Right.
It's a fairly selective program.
Yeah, it is. And once you get in, you have it's like an interview round too. You thought you had a job, but not quite yet. you're open to this portal of several hundred companies, or startups, I should say, throughout the nation that you can pitch to, they pitch to you when they see your profile. It's a back and forth until you whittle down to one.
Yeah. I felt really lucky to get the job at Bursamy. My year in BFA, we're a year apart in our fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2015, I'd say Bursamy was definitely one of the top 3 companies that people want to get a job at. So I felt really, really lucky to sort of win. I call it winning in that. The match process was really cool. You learned about companies that you never had seen or thought of before. There are companies ranging from, I'd say, 2 people where, like, you're getting hired to essentially be the CEO's or the founder's, like, right-hand man.
Mm-hmm.
Or there are companies that are, like, 50 people.
Yeah.
Up to, I'd say, 100.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can really find whatever kind of startup you're looking for in the match process. And my job description, I think, was jack of all trades. So I just came in, I said, I want to learn how to do everything. And John and Chris said, okay. And that's how I got my job. And other roles are much more specific, looking for engineers, looking for somebody who has artistic skills or video skills, and VFA really attracts people with a pretty wide range of skill sets.
How do you describe it to your parents? Or how did, let me rephrase that. Again, we'll go back. You both went to really good schools. You're both really smart. I'm going to join this thing called Venture for America that's 4 years old and 5 years old.
Yeah.
Did they give the thumbs up, or was that a tough conversation over dinner?
I think my parents still don't know what I'm doing exactly. Maybe that's entrepreneurship in general. You just go to your parents once every couple of years and say, here's the new thing. They just kind of look at you and roll your eyes.
My parents were more like, so Boston's not a city, so you can't come back home?
Yeah.
and that was the biggest sticking point for my family, I'd say. My dad has founded several businesses actually in the financial journalism space.
Okay.
So I think it came more naturally to them to understand what I was trying to do with Venture for America.
I think my parents, you know, they come from like different backgrounds, don't necessarily understand everything that I'm doing day to day, but they're like, hey, as long as you can support yourself, as long as day to day you're making it through, then we're happy for you.
Expectations versus reality. What were your expectations? Not so much of being a fellow, but what were your expectations of working for VersaMe and expectation of working for DealCloud? Is it reality? Is the process thorough enough that you really have a pretty good understanding? Do you know it's going to be day-to-day? What was it?
Yeah.
What's it been? I mean, you've done it for 2 years. You're 8 months in as well, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you've got reality to sit back on.
Startup life is glamorized, for sure. No matter which way you put it, especially because VFA sets you up and don't get me wrong, amazing experience. You know, what we learned is invaluable, but you know, it glamorizes, you know, startup life, and there's no way around it. Because we're so, I don't know, our eyes are wide open and we're so passionate, and we look at startup life as if it's going to be the greatest thing in the world, and then you come in and things are always a bit different than you expect. I'm trying to think with DealCloud of some specific examples. So what was it like for you in person?
Yeah, so I came in and I had no skills. Absolutely, Frank. I knew a little bit of web development. I had never really done marketing before. I had one startup internship after my junior year under my belt. And I came in and we were a few months away from crowdfunding, and John and Chris said, we need to get 5,000 email addresses of parents who might buy our product before we start crowdfunding. And I was like, okay, I can figure out how to do that. And then a week later, they were like, actually, it's 25,000. So that, I really got thrown into the fire. I've learned more than I ever thought I would ever learn in one job, which has been an amazing experience. But about startup life in general, the thing that was most surprising to me was watching my friends at other companies slowly watch their companies go under. Just being on the phone with somebody whose company is failing and watching that happen, it really made things seem real. I feel extremely lucky to work with John and Chris, who are experienced entrepreneurs, and people who did not have a placement or a match like mine with their company. I think that was a challenge for them, to watch a company fail, to watch the management of a company fall apart. And that's the cool part. Even though I am lucky enough not to have experienced that, I've experienced it through my fellows in my VFA class.
Yeah.
And it's been a learning experience hearing from them about what that's like.
Yeah.
So let's stay on that. What's the network like? I mean, so you've got fellows across the country with different startups, different industries. You've got, how many of you here in Charlotte? You've got 10, 12. How often do y'all get together here in Charlotte? You've got three fellows in your company, right?
Yeah.
You've got three in yours as well. So, I mean, how's that network within a company, within the city, and then broader with, in the U.S.?
Yeah. And actually, we technically have four. There was another fellow here in Nikki's class, but now he's working in the Hoboken office that I was telling you about.
Okay.
Four total, and I'd say, you know, at all levels, you know, short answers, the dynamics are really great. you know, even if you start off in the same role, like another fellow and I did at DealCloud, you really just start to find your niche and you work with it. I guess I'm in a place or coming from a perspective where they hired me and the other fellow for completely different reasons. You know, he was very much the finance background, like, you know, accounting guru, can tell you all about, insurance liens.
Next
podcast.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. We don't want anybody to sleep on insurance liens.
And I definitely came more from the tech perspective with my experience. And so we really did find our own paths, and he has just been like, and all the other fellows in my company have just been an absolute joy to work with.
Well, the cool thing about Venture for America is that the reason people do business school or even work at a large investment bank, a lot of that is the fact that you're going to have a whole class of people with you or a whole network of people that are having the same or similar experience to you. And that was a reason why people didn't naturally gravitate towards startups. Your network is five people. You're in a startup of five people. And of course, you'll meet other people in the community. But that VFA really solves that problem for young people who are interested in startups and entrepreneurship. I have a network of over 100 fellows in my class, and for the whole VFA alumni network, it's over, I think it's nearing 500 now. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of taken the negatives of working for a startup, which is potential isolation, and it has solved that, which is amazing. We also all have something called accountability buddies.
Okay, that's a mouthful.
Yeah. So they are people in our class who we sort of check in with over time, and they sort of help keep you grounded. And my accountability buddy is in Cincinnati.
Okay.
We keep track of each other's companies, keep up on each other's like jobs and lives, and it's just really great having the support of somebody else who's going through a similar yet different startup experience.
Oh yeah, there's 170 in my class.
Okay.
Talk about VFA expanding.
Yeah.
Itself. It's so comforting to know that I suddenly made 170 new friends that are going through similar experiences, and we get together all the time, more often than we probably should. You know, the cities are centralized just enough to where we can travel to each other's cities.
Oh, so y'all go inner cities. Y'all drive out. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's cool.
And drive is the right word. Never fly.
I would highly recommend Oktoberfest in Cincinnati.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. There you go. I'm in.
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, there's actually a VFA. There's a brewery there that has several VFA fellows working.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, that's neat.
Yeah.
That's smart. That's interesting.
William Bissett is an investment advisor representative with Seacrest Blakey & Associates, a registered investment advisor. Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of Seacrest Blakey & Associates. The topics discussed and opinions given are not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. Seacrest Blakey & Associates also does not offer legal or tax advice. Listeners are encouraged to discuss their financial needs with the appropriate professional regarding your individual circumstance. Investments herein described may be speculative and may involve a substantial risk of loss. Interest may be offered only to persons who qualify as accredited investors under the Securities Act and a qualified purchaser as defined in Section 2A, 51A under the Company Act, or an eligible employee of the management company. There generally is no public market for the interest.
prospective investors should particularly note that many factors affect performance, including changes in market conditions and interest rates, and other economic, political, or financial developments. Past performance is not and should not be construed as indicative of future results.